Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Todd sent me a funny story. It was reported in America, but it happened across the pond. A bull scratching his itchy bum on a utility pole knocked out power to 800 homes. Now, you might say, Steve, it doesn't involve the law. People send me stories they think I might find entertaining, and I find this entertaining for a variety of reasons, but I have to point this out. I have several hundred t-shirts, and the reason I'm doing this now is because the shirts are directly behind the camera. We'll get to that in a short moment. And they're not all over here yet either. But I have all these shirts here, and I wear them from the right end, and I put them on the left end, and they shuffle through like a rotation. And so the shirt that popped up just now is for a race called the Rump Run down in Tennessee, being put on by some viewers of this channel. They sent me the shirt and invited me to the run, but the run got canceled due to recent events in the news. And they're going to reschedule it for the fall, I believe. But the point is that the shirt coincides with the story in such a way that it was ordained that I do this story. So the bull with a scratchy, itchy bum. You know, if you're seeing a cat or a dog and they get an itch they can't reach, you see your dog rolling around the carpeting, like trying to, like, because remember, dogs have got four legs, right? And you know, so they might be able to scratch it with the back or the front, and they have nothing against rolling around looking silly trying to do it. Or a cat, you know, you'll see a cat trying to, you know, it's got some spot, you know. So anyways, you imagine a bull doing that with a utility pole, knocking out power to 800 homes. A bull with an itchy bum in Scotland cut power to 800 homes when he tried to scratch his behind on an electricity pole, according to a report. Remind me. 4-year-old Ron, a limousine bull, knocked down a transformer when he rubbed his rump on the pole last Thursday, narrowly avoided the box as it fell, and steering clear of an 11,000-volt shock from the tumbling cables, the BBC reported. Tamar Lapin wrote the story. But three towns in South Lancashire were left without juice when owner Hazel Lawton and her husband Greg came upon the damage around 10 p.m. She said Ron walked up to them sheepishly. He just looked a bit stunned. So even the bull knew that something had happened. A local utility company was able to restore power a few hours after the incident. Lawton tried to apologize to her neighbors on the Facebook group page, writing, "He had an itchy bum, so scratched on the electricity pole and knocked the transformer off," which is what happens when you are that large of an animal scratching on a pole. "He's just happy to be alive this morning after somehow escaping 11,000 volts and a large bump on the head," Lawton wrote, jokingly adding that she was considering renaming Ron Sparky. Her neighbors took the incident in stride, with several writing they were glad the bovine was okay. "It's not unusual for bulls who still have their winter coats to seek a good scratch," Lawton said. So they gotta change over to their summer garb. "They're always itchy when they go out. Ron weighs over a ton, so he's been rubbing and pushing against that pole and just knocked it off." You'd think somebody might think it was a bad idea to put the utility pole inside the enclosure, or to put the enclosure outside the utility pole. But maybe this is the first time it occurred to somebody that that might be a problem. "We've seen them shake the wires before when they do it, but for the box to come off is completely new." I hope so. It's not the kind of thing that you'd expect would happen more than once before somebody figures out what's going on. But the bull with a scratchy or itchy bum tried scratching it on a utility pole and knocked out power to over 800 homes. I laughed earlier. It said, "Remind me." Thank you. And I thought, well, that's kind of a short story. You know, what can we do to spice things up a little bit? And a while back, I had a story that involved an act that often happens between adults who love each other very much. And I decided to replace the words in the story with replacements and euphemisms for it, because I thought that'd make it funnier. And it did, I thought. So I thought, well, you know what I could do? Other than rump and bum, I could look up funny euphemisms for the rear end and insert them into the story, and that would make it funnier. And the problem is, and I do not suggest you try this. The problem is that I did that, and I got mortified. People spend far too much time thinking of disgusting euphemisms for people's rear ends. And I was going, well, maybe I can find some clean ones in here. No, not for the most part. And it made me feel dirty just reading them. So I stopped. I just said, okay, read the story as it is. So I'm going to tell you, though, I mentioned that the shirts behind me have a rotation. I'll take a quick snap of them and include them here. And I'm going to let you know that what I've got here is two racks that go across from left to right as I'm looking at them right now. And I had at one point in time simply hung my t-shirts in a closet, and I started running out of space. So I went onto Amazon, I bought a rack and put it in a spare room. And I would just go in there and grab shirts off one end and put them back in the other and rotate through them. And I've mentioned before, if anybody wants to send me a shirt, as long as it's not too political or contains too many euphemisms for back half of a bull, I'm happy to wear it, especially if I'm going to promote a good cause. Because like the Rump Run is to raise money, I believe, for colorectal, or to raise awareness of colorectal cancer and screening and so on. And so if it's for a good cause in particular, I'll wear it more than once. Just make sure it's a double XL, XXL. I know I don't look that big. Some people are going, yeah, you do. I'm tall. I'm 6'2". You can't tell because I'm sitting down. Then people say, Steve, I thought you were standing on a step stool. No, I'm sitting down. So I bought a rack, you know, a garment rack off of Amazon and put it in a room and started hanging shirts on that. And before long, that was filled. So I bought a second garment rack and filled that. And then I started going through and weeding out shirts that I've been wearing, you know, for a long period of time, or weeding out the ones that I put in there. And again, now it's almost completely full. So I'm going to, I don't know if I'll add a third rack. I've actually got room in here. I've got, because I put them in the studio. I've actually got room in here for three racks, I think. And so I'll rotate them through that way. And also, I think they're helping with the sound deadening. So as many of you have noticed, I think yesterday, day before, depends on which day I put this video up, was the first day in the new studio, which is easily identifiable by the background that's changed behind me. And I'm in an actual space that was designed as a recording studio for audio. And so when I got it, though, it was completely stripped bare down to the wood and the flooring and the ceiling. Yes, I got one of those fancy studios with a ceiling. And so I brought all my set in here. I put down some nice, thick, sound-deadening carpet, and I mentioned before that there are some echoes, and some of my friends in the audience who are real into the technical aspects of recording have pointed out that they can hear some of the bounce back that you're getting off these walls. And so one of the problems anytime you're recording sound is you want to put up sound deadener, if you can, to keep reflections and echoes coming back at the microphone. So my microphone is right here. So behind me, I'm putting up the books and whatnot. That helps with what's behind me, but that's not the key. The real key is over here and over here, because I got flat surfaces there and there. Well, the good news now is I've got these row of t-shirts, which I think are helping. So I'll compare the sound in this video to the sound in a previous video, and I'll check these things out. But that's the story, and that's where we started with the itchy bull taking out power. Questions or comments, put them below. Otherwise, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. We can fix this, but you're going to need a butter knife, a roll of duct tape, and a car battery.